I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The Talking Movies, Pictures, Movies Show.
Welcome back to the Talking Movies, Pictures, Movies Show.
Podcast.
My name is Andy Price, and
I'm
you
had
the time of your life. Sorry, Tim, I asked you not to interrupt me during my song. Off to a good start, another great episode. Great.
Oh, isn't it? I love
gonna
this
set
podcast.
It's going to set the tone.
That's why we keep,
Thanks,
such a regular schedule, is how much we love it. It's just like, oh, we just do it bang on schedule every fortnight, just like Mama used to promise.
How are you?
I'm good. Oh, thanks for asking. You know what? People don't ask often enough these days. And isn't that...
I've noticed.
Well, you notice they didn't ask me, or you notice that people are just on their phones all the time.
No, you didn't ask me.
Oh, no, I didn't, did I? And that's why you noticed.
Because you're on your phone all the time.
Okay, I'll just put that down. Oh, what's today?
Your birthday? Happy birthday.
No, it was last week.
My birthday? Happy birthday, me?
Actually, it's every man's birthday, in a sense, because as we're recording this...
Oh, go on.
It's International Men's Day.
Play the theme tune. And that's the theme tune for International Men's Day. Brilliant. How are you feeling, Tim, on this day of yours?
I feel like...
You know what, Tim? Can I actually just say? Yeah. It's about time.
It's a fucking about time.
Because it's just about time. Time's up. Because now it's time.
You know, I don't know.
No.
When's International Women's Day?
That's a good point, actually. I don't actually think it's fair.
Fair's fair. No, but
and when
serious.
Is it?
No, but serious.
And is it?
No, but serious.
And should it have one? And will it have one?
Well,
and does it have one?
Should they?
And when will it have one?
And when
can it have one?
And when's National Men's Day? You know what I'm saying?
You know what? I feel like globalization is already too much of a thing.
Yes.
So please give me National Men's Day.
Please. So in honor of International Men's Day, which is a day to celebrate, which we are.
Men things. Top three men things.
Well, I just thought we top three men things. Horses.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Jesus. Cows.
And bras. There we go.
Yeah.
All right. So, Do you know what, Tim?
No.
This is not a podcast about men. It's about movies, but do you know what movies do have? They have men. And
yeah,
so we're going to make this podcast about men.
I think it's a good idea to name, not unshame, and we're just going to pick our top three, just name some some famous men that we think deserve some recognition in Hollywood that maybe don't get enough recognition, and just say, you know, well done to them.
Kevin Spacey.
Yeah, I mean, come back to me because I'm having trouble thinking of some men. So if you could just
all right.
Anyone,
Russell's Crowe,
and then it's my turn. And once again, drawing a blank of men.
Adam Sandler.
Oh, so you make it seem so easy when you say it. I just go, yeah, That's definitely one. I want to kick myself.
Hiddleston, Clooney, yeah. Pitt, Carey.
Mariah Carey is, I think, a woman.
Oh, dear. My mistake.
And that's see.
Come
and
on,
that's
Tim. You've got to have one.
Well, that's what I didn't want to do, Andy. I didn't want to get it wrong, you know, because...
Well, I guess, Tim, I'm just a little bit more progressive than you. And when I watch movies, I see the men in them and I appreciate what they're doing. And maybe next time you should watch a movie, you should go, oh, you know what? Actually, this film isn't all about... women. It's actually got men in it as well, and they're actually having conversations that aren't just about women. They're actually having conversations about other men, and I think that's incredibly progressive.
Yeah, they're having conversations with other men about things that aren't just about women sometimes. And imagine that.
Diana and when Ross. Is International Women's Day, Tim? You still haven't told me.
I don't think there is one. Andy.
Ross Kemp.
What?
Ross Kemp. He's a man. Ross Kemp.
The dog from Richie Rich. I don't. It's not easy. You make it seem so easy.
You're thinking about the dog from The Mask.
Oh, is he a man?
The Mask is not.
That's a mask, isn't it? That's a mask.
It's not gendered.
No, it's just a sort of mask.
It's just a piece of wood.
It's just a piece of wood.
Like what all men have.
Well, hashtag not all men. I mean, you can't say that these days, Andy.
That's true. Sorry.
And, of course, 2.5 Men. Is that, what's that? Is that something?
X-Men.
Are they, they're not even men.
Men in Black.
But that's progressive. Okay. And now the game's changed to movies and TV with the word men in. Is it?
Ideally.
Yeah? Okay. No Country for Old Men. Is that just what we're doing now?
Men in Black 2.
Men in Black 3.
And that's basically it, listeners. For people that haven't listened to this podcast before, it's basically us listing movies based on something arbitrary we decide to say. Yep. And you know what? That's progress, actually. So, name women, if you can.
Well, that's easy. We all know women.
Go on.
Mariah Carey. What's next?
Okay, so we have got this week our flagship segment is called
Marvel News. Is the segment which is self-explanatory, and begin it now. This week,
I didn't explain it.
No, it explains itself.
So I thought you were saying I myself would explain it.
No. So this week, it's been a big week.
Sad what you week. Got for me, Tim?
Sad
Give me
week
something.
For
Give
Marvel,
me something.
Marvel news, Andy.
A little bit of boo-hoos. What happened?
Well, it's
push Ant-Man 3 back.
I mean, this is
by a week.
This is unprecedented in the world of Marvel.
Go on.
And it's a sad one, and that we've there's a bit of a loss.
Go on.
Which is that? Every.
Go on.
Every episode of the podcast, Andy, we talk about these characters and the world that's been created because of them, because of the creators. And you know, just celebrate that. And then you reach a week like this week, which is a time to reflect on these characters and where they came from. When you realise that, sadly, this week, nothing happened. There is no Marvel news.
What?
We've suffered a great loss.
Tim,
there's no. I mean, I haven't looked, but there's nothing. No one's come to me with anything.
Tim, no.
To say this big thing, event, person, thing died happened. I'm afraid, like Marvel news this week is that this week there is nothing, and it. Okay.
No.
More Marvel news next time.
No news. Marvel news. Wow, that was emotional.
Yeah.
So Tim, tell us what else we do on this podcast of ours.
Well, we normally either discuss something interesting that's happened or movie news. Then we will take a little break, which sort of involves uncopyrighted music. And then we come back and we've got a little guest who has made or is in or of a movie that they're promoting, and we just interview them about it.
Tim, by the way, yeah. I got that intro went on far too long, so I'm actually going to have to go.
Ah, so, okay, you scheduled, how long had you scheduled for the intro and the whole podcast?
45 minutes.
45 minutes, and of course, we recorded a lot, for about, but some of it's very bad, and we'll probably have to cut some down, will we?
But probably only a little bit.
Well, sure.
The show will still be our usual 2 hours, surely. I don't know who edits this.
So, where are you going?
I've got to go to the shops.
Yo, what up, what up? Fuck with this piano. Let me turn my headphones up a little bit. Yeah, like, and you...
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
No, I ain't a thug with it, but your girl, she still fall in love with me. Even on my worst day when I'm struggling, she still wanna fuck with me, yeah. Hey, you know I ain't a thug with it, but your girl, she still fall in love with me, yeah. And that just be the damn way. I pull these women like y'all don't pull a hamstring. On the real though, y'all some bullshit, but I keep it mad chill like some Cool Whip. Y'all be acting stupid, cause you can't keep it 100 like we do. And I hate to sound greasy, but this trap shit, man, it's so easy. Like E equals MC.
Welcome back to the Talking Movies Pictures Movie Show. Andy has gone to the shops. We do have the guest. Oh, I don't know what your name is.
You want to know my name?
I guess I do.
I've never heard that before.
I feel unprofessional in that I should know your name because I don't book the guests. Andy books the guests.
I mean, we exchanged a very long email conversation.
You and Andy have?
Over the course of about 2 months. I thought my name might have been in there.
I mean, probably, but he didn't tell me what it was, so...
Are you not Andy Price?
I'm Tim. I'm the co-host of the podcast.
I was of the understanding that there was just one host.
I mean, that's irrelevant. I'm telling you that
I'm only interested.
Well, currently there is, because Andy's not here. So, you know,
that's fine then. Let us continue. Oh, it's Boston.
Boston. And what's your surname?
Terrier.
Boston Terrier. Boston, has anyone told you that your name sounds like a breed of dog?
Yes, I was actually named after the family dog.
You weren't named after the dog's name, you were named after the dog's breed.
No, I was named after its name. Its name okay. Boston Terrier.
What breed was it?
It was a golden retriever.
Great. Was that dog named after anything?
That dog was named after its father.
What was its father's name?
Kenny.
And was that a Boston Terrier?
It was a Boston Terrier.
Okay, so it's half Boston Terrier then. Or was it adopted?
It was adopted, but it was raised in a very loving family.
Well, your family, yeah?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I had a wonderful upbringing.
You're here to promote a movie, yeah?
Well, I'm here to promote a series of movies, actually.
I have many talents
in my arsenal. I'd like to promote all of them. I don't just make one movie and go, well, that's all I'm going to talk about for years and years and years. I am ready to talk about my entire back catalogue.
That's fine. I thought that you had one specific movie, most recent one that you were promoting that was coming out
soon. Most recent movie, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, that's normally why we get a guest on, is to say, oh, you've got one coming out soon.
Sure.
Let's talk about that one.
Well, we can talk about that one first.
Sure. Well, I feel like I don't know much about you, Boston. As I said, Andy's been doing all the correspondence. I didn't know who the guest was going to be.
Well, I'm a very private person. You won't find a lot about me on the internet apart from my own website. It's how I keep control of the information about me that's out there.
And let me just Google you really quickly. So, your website, that's where most of the information is. Is that the best place to go to, yeah?
That's the place to go, boston.terrier.com.
Boston, okay. Couldn't get bostonterrier.com because obviously that is taken up by someone to do with dogs, I assume. Just skipping through bio here. Where were you born, sorry, just for the listeners?
Swindon.
You're from Swindon? Okay. It's not typically a Swindonese accent that I can hear.
Well, I mean, the thing about me, Tim, is that I've been around.
I mean, it says here, lived in New Zealand for a long time, so I assume that's part of where you picked up the accent from, is it?
Well, this is the problem. Are you on my Wikipedia page? Because I don't actually put that on my own website, because I have never been to New Zealand in my life.
Ah, yes, I was. Sorry, I went into Wikipedia page instead because I thought that it would be easier to understand.
Well, this is the thing, Tim. You've got to be very careful about what information appears online about you, and if you can hide the information that you do put out.
Can I just clarify? There's something in particular that you've done that you want to make sure people don't know about? I mean, I guess you wouldn't tell me on a podcast, but it feels like.
Well, no, I can tell you on a podcast. Okay, because well, no one listens please. To podcasts.
What is the particular information that you're trying to make sure does not get disseminated on the internet? That you're trying to control. There's a couple of things here on your Wikipedia page that are, you know, jumping out at me that I, you know, I'm trying to read your website. I can't see any mention of them at all. And in fact, it seems to provide some alibis for you. So I wonder, I mean, if you want to just take the chance to say these in your own words just before, you know, I get ahead of it.
Well, the website says, as I say, that I've never been to New Zealand in my life. I never planned to go there. I have no business there. And I certainly haven't ever been told never to enter the country again.
Okay, that's... Because it does say on Wikipedia that you lived in New Zealand for a long time, are from New Zealand, and that you... Well, I don't know if you can...
The thing is, Tim, I don't know if you know much about Wikipedia, but it is actually a website that anyone can edit. And you know the thing about my website? Only I can edit it. Yep.
Yeah.
I like to think that you can take from that what I put on my website is true. And what everyone else puts on another website is absolute fucking bullshit.
Bollocks, yeah. All right. Well, let's talk about your movies then. We'll couch that because I don't want to... get too deep into that. Obviously, it's a sore subject for you. Which movie are you here to talk about specifically? What's your most recent project in Boston?
My most recent project is probably Johnny's Bar Mitzvah.
Okay, and what sort of... Is that a movie? What sort of movie is that?
It's a movie that I made myself. I directed it. Art directed it. I edited it. I didn't script it. It was more of an improvised piece.
Okay.
Say again.
Got much of a background in improv, do you? Or
it's less of an improvised piece, unless you consider everyday life kind of improvised.
And who's in it? What's
Johnny?
Johnny, yeah, so it's just his bar mitzvah. So do you know Johnny? Did you know him before the project? Is he a real person?
Oh, I know his family. They were the ones that asked me to make the film.
Okay, I just click on to Johnny's bar mitzvah. On Wikipedia. Okay, so it says that this was filmed in New Zealand, and you're saying that's not true.
I mean, I'm surprised it's got a Wikipedia page.
Why? It's a new film. Of course, it's got a Wikipedia page. A lot of films have Wikipedia pages.
Well, I suppose I didn't realize that my work had the bigger of an audience. That's why I came on a podcast like this, to get that kind of audience. But from what I know, it's only Johnny and his family that have actually seen that film.
Okay. Right, so...
But, I mean, this is good news. If people are watching my work, I'm ecstatic. Like, maybe next time, Sarah's birthday will get just as much of an audience as this one.
I guess I'm wondering if maybe something happened at Johnny's bar mitzvah that
or Tim and Sandra's wedding. That's a good one.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
Maybe
I think
your listeners will enjoy that one.
Yeah. I mean, if they can get a hold of it, but I get the impression that...
I mean, I can send them a copy.
Okay, so when Andy found you, I guess maybe he just Googled filmmakers, did he?
He did say that he found me by using this website that you call Google. I noted that he didn't use Wikipedia, which I was pleased about, because the thing about Google is that's how you find my website. So he went down the proper channels.
Yeah, google.nz, yeah, and found it. So he, okay, I think I understand what's up. So can you just clarify something for me, Boston? Are you someone that is hired by families for private events to film those events as opposed to someone that makes commercial movies?
It's a bit of both, actually. Like, everyone gets their start from somewhere, and I got my start in making home movies for people.
But your latest film,
Johnny and Jack's Big Gay Wedding, was a smash hit in the gay community of Swindon.
Your newest film, you said, is Johnny's Bar Mitzvah, and you're saying that people got their start. You got your start in home movies.
In many ways, aren't we all still getting our starts?
Oh, so you're just optimistic. You want to become a commercial movie.
All the great directors of the world, like, are still getting their start. You know, technology gets better every day. They don't go, you know, James Cameron didn't go into Avatar and was an expert on motion capture technology straight away. He had people that helped him to understand the technology and apply it to his the stories and the narratives that he was shaping.
Right, and he'd made other films.
And I feel like I'm in the same position. I've made hundreds of films, Tim.
Okay. So I think what I'd like to understand is maybe why Johnny's Bar Mitzvah in particular has a Wikipedia page and says that it was in New Zealand.
I mean, I'll tell you, Tim.
There's things on Johnny's Bar Mitzvah Wikipedia page which don't paint your involvement in it in the best light. It seems like you got a bar mitzvah confused with a bris and tried to intervene in some way.
Well... I'll tell you, to answer your first question, I think the reason that particular film has its own Wikipedia page, and maybe some of my earlier work doesn't, is because this one is just more real. I think the reason this one has a Wikipedia page is because it did make the press because of what happened.
Right. So, okay, yeah, that's...
And we did capture that on the cameras.
I mean, it feels like you're agreeing with me.
It's all there. It's all real. Just because I put myself into the movie doesn't mean that it has any less value.
No, I'm not saying it has less value. In fact, it has more commercial value because so many people have now seen it on YouTube.
And in many ways, I'd call that a twist ending. And the fact that my intervention did cause him to twist it off wasn't entirely my fault.
Twisted his ending. Right, okay.
And that happened halfway through the movie. It was the midpoint. And then after that, it was all mostly blood and screaming.
Yeah, okay. Do you mind if I just pop up the video myself and just watch a little bit while we're talking here, or would that make you uncomfortable?
I'll be honest with you, Tim. I am a little bit disappointed to hear that you haven't already seen it. I don't know if you understand how big this is as a movie. It has its own Wikipedia page.
All right, earlier you seemed surprised that it had a Wikipedia page. So I...
Such a thing as modesty in this industry. I don't know if you're familiar with working within this industry as a podcaster. As everyone knows, it has no artistic merit, unlike the work that I do, which is real.
No, I'm sure it's real. I'm sorry that I...
Are you claiming that this podcast is real?
This is real. Yeah, of course it's real.
Then carry on. make your own Wikipedia page.
Okay, so I am going to have to watch it because I haven't seen it. Now, I'll just sort of narrate what's happening, and then you can just explain.
I can wait here for a bit if you want to watch I've got a couple of days, it is 48 hours long.
A little live commentary.
Follows him all the way to the hospital.
Okay. Okay, maybe we'll just do the surgery. The highlights of it, shall we?
Of which I insisted on carrying it out because he had no medical insurance. And as everyone knows, in Swindon, there is no National Health Service.
All right, I'm just going to play the video. And if you want to, feel free to do the same if you know how, you know.
I am familiar with the work. I will sit here and stare at the wall for the next 2 days.
No, you can. Well, I'll be talking about it as I'm watching. So I'm pressing play.
And I will try my best to answer you.
Okay. Looks like you use Windows Movie Maker for the effects here. So
yep, only professional software for my work.
Yeah, great.
I have to maintain these high standards, and Windows Movie Player is of industry standard.
Good. So lovely dissolve there from the titles. And, oh, there's a star wipe, and that's... So I assume that...
Do you know what dissolved later on in this movie? His foreskin.
Okay, I assume that's Johnny at the beginning, is it? The little 13-year-old kid?
It is Johnny, the 13-year-old boy, who did not know that he'd end his day without the foreskin that he'd already lost a mere 13 years earlier.
Okay. Now, it does say in the opening credits of this, shot on location in... Wellington, New Zealand.
Wellington is actually a small street of Swindon.
Okay, that's fine. But it does say New Zealand. So what? Can you explain that? Because
Swindon is twinned with New Zealand.
Right, makes perfect sense. Okay, so I'm just watching and there's a lot of people and he's receiving presents from people. So, absolutely. I mean, normally...
And this is the point where I got confused.
Okay, go on.
Well, because I thought that a bar mitzvah was what we now know to be a bris. And so yes. When I saw that his dick wasn't being cut in half, I called the Jewish priest to come down
Rabbi.
And perform a bris on the... no, Jewish priest is what they're known in Swindon. And I got him to come down to perform the surgery.
A couple of terms here, Boston. It's a rabbi, and if he's doing a bris, he's called a moil.
I think you mean rabbit.
Yeah, okay. So you called up a rabbit.
I called up a rabbit, and I got him to come down and cut this kid's dick in half. The kid struggled.
So, at what point did the rabbi realize...
I'm a very open filmmaker. I told him what was happening. I didn't spring anything on him. But when he struggled, I did knock him out with a shoe. In Swindon, shoes are made out of concrete. He did struggle when I told him, but I did knock him out with a big concrete shoe.
No, I'm asking why the rabbi continued,
otherwise known as a brick,
to do this if he could see, one, that the kid was 13, and two, that he didn't have any foreskin.
I mean, it's very complicated, but it involved using some of the salami from the buffet table, which I said to them, you are not allowed this salami, I am taking this, and I am fashioning this into a foreskin, because this kid appears to be lacking in foreskin, but I didn't want this kid at this tender age to miss out on this ceremony, which was so important to the Jewish faith.
Yep. Okay. You assume you're not Jewish yourself.
But the problem was the rabbit was unable to stop at the salami, and he delved right into the guy's dick.
Okay.
Sawed in half.
Yeah.
Blood went everywhere.
I'm just skipping,
including on the lens,
here, and I can see.
And that is, I remember in lots of zombie movies and horror films, when blood goes onto the lens, that's actually quite cool. And so I was pleased to have that in real life land on my lens,
real blood,
and a little bit in my mouth as well, which was uncomfortable and slightly disgusting. And I had to get my tetanus shots. The doctor said that's not how it worked, but I demanded it of him. It was actually the same rabbit that I got to do the surgery, because I did not know any other doctors.
Okay, so it feels like you're copping to a lot of the things that you previously wanted to keep quiet. I mean,
well, like
that,
I said,
know,
Tim, this is a podcast, and like at some point we just have to kind of release our inner demons. And just let out all the problems.
Boston, tell me this. Are you from New Zealand?
No, I'm from Swindon.
And you, so that's the hill you're going to die on, is it? You're not going to let anyone, even on the podcast, know that you're from New Zealand.
I mean, if you could, I don't really know what's going on, but if you could tell me why you insist on thinking that I'm from New Zealand when I have told you multiple times that I am from Swindon.
Okay, then, I'll happily tell you why I think you're from New Zealand, Boston, is because your voice... sound like you've got a New Zealand accent.
I don't think my voice sounds like I'm from New Zealand at all. And I think your listeners will agree that.
Your Wikipedia page says that you are born and you were born in New Zealand, and you are from New Zealand and have lived there for a long time. And also, as I said, the opening credits of Johnny's Bar Mitzvah do say that it was shot in Wellington, New Zealand.
Well, I will point to the fact that Wikipedia is edited by everyone, but I will say in this specific instance, I actually edited it myself to say I was from New Zealand.
Why?
Because disinformation, because I didn't want anyone to know about my personal life.
You're from Swindon.
Private. I am behind the camera, not in front of it, Tim, and I think you can understand this, why I'm keeping like a low profile.
That's not entirely true, is it? In Johnny's Bar Mitzvah, you do, I mean, at certain points.
I can't help that I have human empathy, empathy that all humans have, or at least most of them, I also have, and I have it in buckets full of empathy, and I have that. And when his dick exploded, I was the first one to jump on his dick and stem the blood loss.
See that? Stem the blood, yeah, and then the screaming.
Because I could not let that kid die, because that would have been my responsibility, and because it was my shoot.
What happened here is that you ended up touching a 13-year-old's dick, and that's why.
It's not my fault that I landed face first onto his dick.
Let's talk about one of your other films, shall we? What was it? Sarah's Birthday?
Sarah's Birthday.
Was that a successful film?
It was a successful film.
That also has a Wikipedia page, and I'm worried to read it now. And again, it says on here that it was.
Well, I think the thing is, Tim, is Wikipedia is not entirely accurate. I think if you were to read it out for your listeners, then they could get some context of where all the hype came from and where all the negative press came from. And then I will tell you why it's all completely fucking bullshit.
Okay, so it says here, Sarah's Birthday is another film shot by Boston Terrier. It came to light after the Johnny's Bar Mitzvah controversy and it says similar reasons. So
they were very similar.
So can you just quickly clarify, it doesn't say in the article how old was Sarah? It was her birthday. How old was Sarah on the day of her birthday?
She was 13.
She was 13, okay. Now it does say that you it seemed like you hired another the same rabbi.
The thing is, Tim, in the
because you got movies, confused. Firstly, you got confused about what a bar mitzvah was and thought it was a bris, and then you got confused and just thought all 13-year-old birthdays. Well, I guess it took place before.
The thing is, Tim, if you would let me explain, I hired the same rabbit again because he. The thing about when you work in the
just clarify: did this take place before or after Johnny's bar mitzvah? I'm getting confused at the time.
This happened after the bar mitzvah of Johnny. And the thing about this movies is that you tend to work with the same people if you get on, if you have a good working relationship with them.
Relationship.
And
yeah, good.
And so I decided to invite the same rabbit when I learned that Sarah's birthday was not exactly how I imagined it would be.
Okay. Now he says here, there's a quote from the rabbi and he says that he didn't know that it was the same, that it was you again asking him to attend a bris, because otherwise he wouldn't have come, and that you actually used a pseudonym, which was Boston Terrier.
And I used a different accent on the phone to him.
Right, okay. So I guess that kind of, that's his excuse. I mean, I do believe him. I don't think that he would come to cut off the foreskin of a 13-year-old girl.
Well, that's the thing. This is where I got confused, because after Johnny's bar mitzvah, I was like, well, that definitely wasn't a bris. And then when I got invited to Sarah's, what I now know to be a bat mitzvah, I was like, oh my God.
I don't think it
there's
was,
no
though.
Rabbit here to
I
cut
don't
off
think
her.
It was a bat mitzvah is the problem. I think it was just a 13th birthday party, Boston.
Well, it's not my fault if after everything that happened and after she met the rabbi, she claimed not to be Jewish, but I could tell.
Okay, you could tell that she was.
I could tell that she was Jewish because she didn't have any foreskin. And from what I learned from the breast was that by 13, you don't have foreskin.
So you had learned that at least by that point.
Exactly. And I invited the rabbi again, not because of accuracy, because these are the movies. You have to have a suspension of disbelief. So I wanted to work with the same talent that I had worked with before. So it wasn't my fault that when he went to talk to Sarah about her condition, which her condition being that she didn't have foreskin and he could perform no surgical ritual, he tripped over the small dog, which just so happened to be a Boston Terrier, that was at the party, and he landed on Sarah's best friend's, I guess you would call it lap, and it just so happened that it was Sarah's best friend was actually Johnny, and he was currently recovering from his surgery. He landed on Johnny's lap with his scalpel out in front of him.
Okay.
And that's guess that's what you mean by similar circumstances.
So I'm just looking at your Wikipedia page, and it does have your full filmography on here, and it looks like there's three films that have their own Wikipedia page.
Oh, well, that's interesting, so because Johnny's I haven't seen the third one, I'm afraid.
Sarah's birthday, and then there's the film that you did mention earlier, which was, I think, Tim and Linda's Wedding.
Tim and Linda's Wedding.
Yeah, and so I'll just click on that. And, okay, do you want to explain what happened at Tim and Linda's wedding, Boston? Or would you like me to read it from there?
Well, I'll attempt to explain, and then you can tell me if something isn't clear. So, Tim and Linda are old family friends of mine, and they said, we are getting married, and we want you to come to the wedding. And I was like, I'll bring all my resources. I bought two cameras. One of them was a Canon, and the other one was a iPhone, and I positioned them in two places in the church. One of them was in front of the altar, and the other one was in my car where I left it. So in many ways, this is a single camera production, which is, as I understand, what most movies are. So you can't tell me that this is not a legitimate movie. But the point I'm trying to make...
I wasn't going to say it was not.
Okay. What I'm saying is what happened. And what happened was that I went to film Linda and Tim's wedding, and I didn't know what kind of props to bring. Because as everyone knows, on a movie set, you need to bring props. Because otherwise, the movie will be boring. Yeah. So I bought, as my prop, the rabbit that I had worked with numerous times before. That's because he was such a good improviser. And I think in this kind of style of movie making, which is very much like mumblecore in a way, because we have an outline, and the outline was the two people were getting married, but we did not have a script. So we need good improvisers, and one of the best improvisers in the business is Rabbi Stephen. And Rabbi Stephen came along to this wedding, which was, I will reveal now, a Jewish wedding, so it was appropriate. Despite what the Wikipedia page says about them being Mormons, they were not Mormons. They were Jewish.
Yes, it does. Yeah, it says it's a Mormon wedding on the Wikipedia page. So.
When I took down his trousers, I saw that he had no foreskin. Do you know how I knew that they were Jewish apart from that?
You guessed?
No. So when they were doing their vows, I said to Rabbi Stephen, I said, Rabbi Stephen, this is a bit fucking boring for a wedding. You need to make something happen, because right now this movie has been going on for 2 hours and you have not had a single fucking line. What the fuck am I paying you for if not to cause some action in this picture? And so he reached into his bag and he pulled out what I assumed was a knife, but what actually turned out to be a scalpel. And this was shortly after I'd pulled down Tim's pants, and he just saw that foreskin and or lack of foreskin and just went for it. He had to tidy up the edges because he obviously saw something, and he obviously saw a bad job. The problem is we were in a religious building, and as he went down the steps, he actually tripped on the steps, and he landed on the lap of a boy in the front row. And what I neglected to tell you earlier in the story was that Tim and Linda's son is actually Johnny.
Johnny, okay.
And this boy is now this boy is living with no genitalia at all, because the first one got his dick, the second one at Sarah's party got his left nut, and at Tim and Linda's wedding, okay, it got his right nut. This boy has no baby makers now. And I would like to think that that's not like my legacy, but more like my calling card.
I gotta say, I feel I maybe was too harsh on you earlier. I assumed that all of these things were just your fault, but it does seem like maybe you hired a rabbi in good faith, and then he proceeded to just go absolutely mental on three separate occasions.
This is the thing, Tim. Like, my movies are just, I just let reality happen. I'm a puppet master in many ways, but I do not make things happen. I did not cause any of this. And this is why
I think you should.
This is why I am not in prison.
Yeah, I'm surprised. And living a lovely life from the rabbi.
Well, the thing is, Tim, I don't know if you know much about movie making, but when you find someone that really you click with on a movie set, you want to work with them more and more. And so this is why I've asked Rabbi Stephen to return to my set on no less than three occasions. And he has proved very worthwhile.
Okay, what's your relationship now? Is he in prison, Rabbi Stevens?
Rabbi Stephen is living in my spare bedroom.
He's living with you in Swindon.
He is living with me in Swindon.
Okay. Just for the listener, Boston is not in studio with me. This is a sort of Skype call we're doing.
I know. It's very early in the morning.
Well, not here, but I went...
What do you mean? We are in the same time zone.
Well, I drove to Swindon because that's where you said you would be.
And I am in Swindon.
Local recording studio. Well, I said I'm in Swindon and you said... Oh, I can't make it, and it seems like maybe you're not in Swindon, you're actually in New Zealand.
Well,
and
I mean, I'm
hiding out with Rabbi Stevens.
I mean, in reality, as I said, Swindon is twinned with New Zealand, and it may be possible that I am in Swindon's twin at the moment, which is not a lie.
The town or city of Swindon is twinned with the country of New Zealand.
Yes, because I don't know if you know about New Zealand. I don't know a lot about it myself, having never been until just this morning when I caught a flight just to see what all the fuss was about, because I fell in love with Swindon so hard that I wanted to see its twin country.
It's twin, yeah.
And so I came here, but it's I can't remember the point I was making.
But you're there. You are there.
I'm there, and I have nothing to hide from. I personally have nothing to hide from. Rabbi Stephen has many things to hide from, and I am hiding him from them, but I have nothing to hide from.
Okay, good. Are you making more movies? Have you got anything else in the pipeline? Can I suggest something, actually? True crime documentaries are very big at the moment. I mean, I don't know how much you want to tell Rabbi Stephen's story.
Well, I'll tell you, Tim, as soon as I get my cameras back from the police evidence unit, I will be going full steam ahead into my documentary about Rabbi Stephen, because I don't know if you know this about movie making, Tim, but once you find someone who you really gel with on the movie set, who can really bring a picture to life with their acting skills, you just want to work with them every day of your life. And I want to work every day of my life, and that's why I keep Rabbi Stephen close by. And as soon as his trial finishes and he has proved innocent, which he will be.
Can I ask what's he charged with exactly that you think he's innocent of?
Attempted murder of a child's genitals.
Okay, so he's charged with trying to murder the genitals.
I mean, that's I don't know if that's a legal definition, but that's what all the papers are calling it.
But it was a mistake, is what you're saying. It was just miscommunication.
One of the great things about my movies is that you can they blur the lines between reality and what happened,
and having genitals and not, I suppose.
Exactly.
As well.
And so you could go, well, I mean, that's not right, but it happened. And if what happened isn't right, then it didn't happen, which means it's right.
So it didn't happen.
Well, it happened. because I caught it on camera. And I'll tell you one thing about Rabbi Stevens.
Please.
Is that he is actually the world's greatest visual effects artist of his time.
Oh, okay. You're saying this is... Right, because it seems like the Wikipedia pages are showing these things as real events that actually happened.
Do you know another thing about Rabbi Stevens? He's actually one of the best PR and marketing individuals I've ever met in my life. What we've learned here today is that we have orchestrated these incredible pictures that were people thought were documentaries that actually turned out to be some really high-concept horror.
Right.
And Rabbi Stevens was at the center of it.
And so now it seems you're turning it round and you're saying that it was all a big hoax.
Can I tell you something else?
Well, can you tell me that first? Is that true?
I will not answer that question. But I will tell you that I am an officially ordained minister of the Jewish faith.
Rabbi.
I'm a rabbi.
Yeah.
Do you want to know my middle name?
Yeah.
Stephen.
Okay. Is this a... Right. Can I speak with Rabbi Stephen?
You can speak with Rabbi Stephen.
Is he there? Can you put him on?
Yes.
Okay. Just let me know when he's on.
This is Rabbi Stephen.
Ah, okay. That's what I thought. Right. So, Rabbi.
Yes.
When did you first meet Boston Terrier?
I met him about 33 years ago.
And how old is Boston Terrier?
He's 33 years old.
Okay. Have you seen the film Fight Club?
I've seen the film Fight Club.
Okay. And did any of that ring true for you at all?
At the time, no.
Did you feel an affinity with the character of Tyler Durden, perhaps? Or?
At the time, I'll be honest, Tim. At the time, no. But after listening to the past hour of this conversation, I am starting to wonder...
Sorry, Rabbi, how do you know my name? We haven't met before. I didn't introduce myself.
I mean, Tim, we have in many ways been talking for the last hour.
Okay. And so you're confirming that you are the same person as Boston Terrier?
I mean, if that makes you feel better about the situation...
It actually makes me feel worse because if...
Why is that, Tim?
It makes me feel worse because if what you've done is real, then you are taking complete culpability for everything. Whereas, a while ago I actually said, it seems like it's more of Rabbi Stephen's fault that all of this shit's gone down.
Well, Tim, the thing is, you are talking to Rabbi Stephen right now, and I do take full culpability for everything that I have ever done.
Right. Okay, and so you're saying that none of this was Boston Terrier's fault?
None of this was Boston Terrier's fault.
That is... Okay, good. Are you a visual effects artist?
No.
Okay, but... So it was real?
Yes.
Where are you, Rabbi?
I am in Swindon.
Okay, because Boston did clarify that he was in...
a recording studio in Swindon.
No, because I'm in a recording studio in Swindon.
Which room of the recording studio are you in, Tim?
Well, I'm in the BBC studios in Swindon, their radio, and it's Studio 2. But there's no way...
Do you want to know where just I am, because, Tim?
No, because I know that...
I am in Studio 2. No. Tim.
No. Tim. Boston Terrier said he's in New Zealand and he said there was a time difference.
Do you remember that time that your Jewish friends asked you to bring a video camera to their son's bar mitzvah and you were jealous of his faith?
Out of principle.
And you picked up...
I don't. There's no way.
...the knife from the baby, from the birthday cake?
No. This can't be happening.
And you moved towards the child.
No.
And you pulled down his pants.
No, I didn't.
And you cut his foreskin off.
Again. No, he was...
But the problem was, Tim.
This is...
He didn't have any foreskin. You got confused. You got confused no. between a bar mitzvah and a bris. And you maimed that child.
No.
And what do you have to say for yourself, Tim? Where are you from?
I think I'm from New Zealand.
Oh, I think you're from New Zealand too. Use your real accent, Tim.
Oh, fuck. What does this mean?
It means that you were wanted by the police in several territories.
Does this mean that everybody can hear? Can everybody hear the fucking voices in my head during this recording?
No one can hear, Tim. No one's even listening to this.
Is Andy here? Did I imagine him leaving?
I've been here this whole time, Tim.
What?
I've been very confused. Andy. I was going to go to the shop, actually, but my Uber hasn't turned up yet. So I've just kind of been sat outside, you know, in the public gallery of the recording studio at the BBC, where for some reason we recorded our episode this time. But you've just been sat in there talking to yourself. I thought you were just running over questions until your guest arrived. Has he not turned up yet?
Well, I thought I was doing it remotely.
Well, that's what I thought as well, but you seem very confused.
Yeah, he was in New Zealand, I thought. His name was Boston Terrier. I mean, that sounds made up now, but honestly, that's what you said his name was.
Well, I mean, was that who you booked?
I didn't book him. He said that he was emailed you about...
No, I booked the guy last week.
Right, okay.
It was your turn to book the guy.
Ah. Then...
What's going on, Tim?
Have I ever said anything to you about a woman called Linda?
Your sister?
Well, I mean, maybe. She married someone, do you remember what his name was?
Oh, Tim. They had, what's their kid's name? Johnny. Isn't it awful what happened to him?
I don't know.
Your nephew, I know you don't like to talk about these things, but...
That's... What happened to him?
Well, he lost all his genitals.
Can you just do me a favour really quickly?
Yeah.
Can you just get on Wikipedia?
Yeah. Alright, I've got it on my phone.
Yeah, can you, look up... Well, this isn't going to work. Look up Boston Terrier.
Yep.
I
don't know why I'm looking it up. I already know what it is. It's a breed of dog. Look, here's the picture.
Right, but is there...
It's a dog.
I know what it looks like. Is there like a disambiguation of like there's a person called...
Boston.
Can you remind me of something, Andy?
Yes.
Do you know what my middle name is?
Yes, it's... Oh God, what was it you told me the other day? Stephen.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, it is. Okay. I'll book the guest and we'll record later on this week, yeah?
Okay. Oh, what, are you not going to do it now?
I forgot to book a guest.
Are you right, Tim?
I don't know. Have I ever... I don't remember if I... Did I ever record any home movies that you might have seen?
Tim.
Yeah?
What are you doing?
Oh, God.
Who are you talking to?
I was just talking to Andy, my co-host.
Tim, as you said at the start of this conversation, you had no co-host.
Well, he's not here because
here, Tim, it's just me and you.
Well, you're not here, you're in New Zealand, aren't you?
Oh, I am here.
Where?
Behind you!
Oh, I see you, Andy.
Alright, how's it going?
Can you do me a favour?
Yeah.
Try and do a New Zealand accent for me.
Tim, you know I can't do accents.
Mm. Yeah, okay. Yeah, let's go. Let's go get a drink and I'll book someone later in the week and we'll record a proper episode.
All right.
Okay. Sorry, I wasted your time.
Well, you know what, Tim? It's your own time you're wasting.
What? Yeah, I mean, yeah, I guess so. You were waiting outside the studio doing nothing for this whole time, but yeah, it's only my own time I'm wasting.
Do you know why? It's your own, okay, your own time you're wasting.
Oh, Jesus. Why?
Because I don't exist.
No, you do exist, Andy. You're standing right there. You're my co-host.
Yeah, I know. It's only a joke. But this trap shit, man, it's so easy. Like E equals MC squared. Y'all be too boxing to fuck see me. Cause I tell the truth like a bad habit. And the truth is, I don't fuck with the whack shit. Not like not even slightly. My girl caught up in what she thought that we might be. And I told her that I am not the one. The road I walk upon, indeed, be a lonely one. And you ain't good. Oh shit, Tim! We haven't signed off the episode. We got to do our outro theme post amble chat. So what should we talk about? Tim, where are you? He's already left the room.
Hello, Andy.
Hello, and to whom am I speaking?
Put the headphones on, and you'll hear me better.
All right. Yep. All right. They're on.
Hello.
Hello. Who's this?
My name's Boston.
Boston's not a name, it's a city, you fucking idiot.
It isn't.
It's made up.
I need you to do a few things for me.
What's your second name? Labrador?
No, it's Massachusetts.
Go on.
I need you to do. Well, that's it. It's one fucking word. It's my last name. Boston, Massachusetts. I need you to do something for me, Andy.
What do you want me to do?
How well do you know the layout of Tim's house?
Pretty well. Been there a few times.
Okay. There's
where I pick up the kids from sometimes.
I'm going to give you some instructions and
sometimes I drop them off.
There's something I need you to find and destroy. It's
what's that?
It's some old videotapes.
Oh, okay. Pornos.
Sure. Let's say they're pornos, but don't watch them. All right?
Okay. Fine. Yeah.
Great.
Oh, can I, before you go, Boston, can I say one thing to you?
I mean, I guess so. You said a few already.
Well, I just want to say it was lovely to meet you.
Oh, Jesus. What the fuck?
Stay. Too bad that we became all the things that we want to change. Float on, drift away. Too bad that could stay. Too bad that we became all the things we want to change.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts.
Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.